Hey, friend, I know how this feels. Waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go, deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, clinically tested, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Okay, here's the situation. Our daughter Mia is leaving for her first sleepover. We have friends coming to stay, and we just got a puppy. So I go on Instacart and solve everything in one order from Kohl's. Fun PJs for Mia. Oh, new bedding for the guest room. And a vacuum cleaner that actually picks up pet hair. All delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. With Kohl's on Instacart, there's no sitch we can't fix. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum order. Additional terms apply.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Now for our story. It had been a warm day, and now in the dusk there was a drowsy stillness in the orchard and garden which enclosed Aunt Mary Lane's farmhouse on Willow Road. It was the time of day when people speak softly, out of a long silence. The time of day when Aunt Mary and her old friend and helper, Lefty Larkin, loved to sit out on the porch, listening for the familiar sound which had become a symbol to them of their peaceful companionship.
There it goes. Yes. You know, listening to that old train whistle gives me the feeling you get sitting inside by a fire in the winter when it's snowing outside. Makes what you have seem all the more precious.
I'm always so glad to know you feel that way, Lefty. I remember when you first came, you used to look so restless, as if you were afraid you were missing something awfully exciting somewhere. And when the train went by, it seemed to be all you could do to sit still.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Aunt Mary, whether it's old age creeping up or whether I'm finally getting some sense. But I certainly don't feel like that anymore. By and large, I'm so contented these days, it almost makes me feel guilty.
Guilty? But, Lefty, why?
Oh, you know, Aunt Mary, the things that are happening all over the world, in Europe and Asia, riots, people starving, and cities in ruins. Everybody confused. The nations prowling around each other, suspicious and growling deep in their throats like animals, getting ready to fight.
I know, Lefty. All that's true. But
it makes me feel like I ought to do something. Try to help some way. And here I am sitting back enjoying the scenery, planting a crop, tending the chickens. And all I know about what's going on is what I read in the newspapers.
Well, Lefty, you're filling your own place in the best way you know how. And the fact that you care about these things is important. It isn't much, I know. But it seems to me that's the best that people like us can do.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And Lefty, right here at home, there's a lot we can do. Just trying to be decent to other people. Trying to help people who need help.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Aunt Mary. See that the other guy gets a break. Yep. I know I have a lot to learn in that direction. I'm such a stubborn, unreasonable cuss.
Well, Lefty, much as I like you, I must admit you're all of that sometimes.
Yeah, I know, Aunt Mary. For instance, when I found out Nicholas Dorn had left town, that he and Peggy aren't going to be married. You know what my first thought was?
No, but I can imagine.
And, of course, now I realize it wouldn't do for her to marry Nick with a setup like that. I mean, when she wasn't in love with him.
No, it wouldn't, Lefty. Neither Peggy nor Nicholas could possibly have been happy. No, as far as I'm concerned, Nicholas did just the right thing. And you know, Lefty, it took a lot of spunk for him to do what he did. Because he's sincerely in love with her.
Yeah. Well, I sure hate to see it turn out this way. I liked Nicholas. I liked him a lot.
I know you did. Of course, Bill Meade's in love with Peggy, too. And from what I...
Yeah, I know. But honestly, Aunt Mary, as far as Bill Meade's concerned, I... Ah, let's skip it.
Oh, Lefty. Surely you aren't still antagonistic to Bill after everything that's happened.
I hate to disappoint you, Aunt Mary. It isn't as if I didn't feel sorry for the guy on account of what he went through during the trial. He really got a pretty raw deal. But sometimes I wonder if you can blame everything on circumstances in his case. Look at it this way. Bill didn't have to marry Kit. After all, she didn't hogtie him, you know. He must have a mind of his own, or at least he should have.
Well, certainly Bill's made mistakes, Lefty. But I think they're honest mistakes. Lefty, when you look back on your own life, can you truthfully say you haven't made any mistakes? Perhaps just a serious one?
Yeah, you've got me there. Yeah, of course I have. And I'm still paying for some of them, too. I guess I'll go on paying for them the rest of my life. Yep. I've been wrong about a lot of things, Aunt Mary. But right now, the most important thing to me is Peggy's happiness. If only she could find the happiness she deserves. Huh. Looks like that car's got to turn in here.
Yeah, I wonder who it is. Don't seem to know.
Anybody home?
Dale Shipley. Well, I should say we are, Dale. We've been looking for you.
Well, here I am. Say, you two sure look people up there.
Oh, we are. Come on up and sit in the swing, Dale. Very comfortable. Or would you rather go inside?
Oh, I should say not. This is wonderful.
Oh. Here, sit down.
Oh, say, do you think this will hold me? I'm no thistle down, you know. Oh,
that swing? You should see the youngsters pile on it sometimes. Peggy and Randy and Jane.
Well, okay then, but I'd hate to find myself draped out on the floor. Well, Lefty, aren't you going to say hello? You haven't said a single word so far.
Hello, Dale.
I'm so glad you saw your way clear to come down, Dale.
Well, Mary, I pretended I had to. You know, for business reasons. The supper club. Matter of fact, I did have a couple of ideas to discuss with Lily, but to be honest with you, I kind of wanted to get down and talk to you. Now that all the excitement of the trial's over.
I guess Lily told you most of what happened.
Yeah, she gave me the lowdown when I stopped in town just now. I sure was glad the way it turned out. You know, Mary, when I last saw Lance Fenner, he beat it. He was so upset, I wasn't sure what he intended to do. And you can't blame the guy for being upset either. It was quite a shock finding out he had a kid and at the same time discovering someone else had custody of it.
Yes, of course it was.
Well, anyway, I was awfully pleased at the way he came through for everybody.
Thanks to you, Dale. If you hadn't gotten Lisa to tell you about it, we might never have discovered the truth.
What do you mean, Aunt Mary? Well, what did Dale have to do with it?
Why, Lefty, we never would have straightened things out if it hadn't been for Dale. You see, Dale...
Let's skip it, Mary. It's all water under the bridge now.
No, Dale, I think Lefty ought to understand. You see, Lefty, I couldn't have confirmed what I suspected. I mean, that the child was actually Lisa's, if Dale hadn't been so concerned about her. She talked to Lisa and finally got her to confess the whole thing. The trouble was that Lisa made Dale promise not to say anything about it. And, of course, Dale couldn't break her word.
Oh. Huh. So that's how it was.
Yes, Lefty. That's how it was.
Well, if you two will excuse me, I think I'll go on down to my place and hit the hay. Good night, Aunt Mary.
Night.
Good night, Dale.
Good night, Lefty.
Same old thing. The minute I show my face around here, Lefty beats it.
No, Dale, this isn't the same thing. Couldn't you tell? Why don't you go and talk to him for a minute?
Think I should, Mary?
Yes, Dale.
Lefty, I hope you don't mind my following you down here. I'll only stay a minute.
That's okay. I'm glad you did, Dell.
It seems to me whenever I'm around here, you get out as fast as you can. I'm not super sensitive, Lefty, but gosh, it makes me feel pretty low.
I'm sorry, Dell. Guess maybe I have in the past. But tonight, well, what Aunt Mary said sort of bowled me over. I mean, I realized how wrong I'd been all these months. I guess you knew what was going on way back there the last time you were down. I remember you tried to warn me that Peggy'd make a big mistake if she married Nicholas Doran.
Well, I was pretty sure she wasn't in love with him.
Yeah.
I didn't want her to be unhappy, Lefty. She's your daughter.
Yeah. Well, she's not going to marry him. Nick broke off the engagement and left town.
Lily told me.
So, I guess Peggy and Bill will get together after all, Dale. Yep. Maybe that's the way it was intended to be. All along.
But at that same moment, someone else was thinking of Bill Meade, too. Ben Calvert, Bill's former father-in-law. Ben thought with hate, Bill Meade. This whole thing was Bill Meade's fault.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.